In the third ward, incumbent Stephen Kunstelman is being challenged by Julie Grand. In the fourth ward, Jack Eaton is challenging incumbent Marsha Higgins. The fourth ward candidates were asked about the availability of housing for seniors and disabled residents. Marsha Higgins said the city needs to provide a variety of housing options.
I think we are doing a much better job of providing that, and I think it's filling up. That's what makes us a dynamic city.
Jack Eaton said recent zoning changes designed to make the downtown attractive to a variety of residents have failed.
But really all they did was they unleashed all of this expensive student housing. And that's kind of contrary to the goal. So if you set a goal and then you don't achieve it, then you should admit that you failed. You know? But more importantly, if you have five student high-rises downtown, that makes it a student neighborhood, which means that it's less likely that somebody else is going to come along and put housing for retirees or the disabled or young professionals, because who wants to live next door to a tower with 500 students in it?
Third Ward candidates were asked about how the city handles property it owns. Incumbent Stephen Kunstelman says the city shouldn't be in the real estate business.
And the Y site is a classic example of borrowing money, making interest-only payments now for almost 10 years. We have, I think somebody calculated, it'll be about $1.4 million of interest only on a $3.5 million purchase price. It's outrageous.
Challenger Julie Grand doesn't think the city should simply hand the Y lot over to a broker.
Instead, we should have a public engagement process. We can partner with that broker to help us facilitate part of that process to get interested developers for that site. I think we absolutely should have some development on that site, but it should be consistent that with what the community wants to see.
The candidate forum was recorded at the Community Television Network studios and will air from time to time on Channel 19. It will also be available on demand. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.